Chapter 1. Fishers of Men. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, identify the first and last commandments of Jesus to his followers, define multiplication, explain what is meant by spiritual multiplication, define method, define methodologies, explain what is meant by spiritual multiplication methodologies, summarize principles of natural fishing which are applicable to spiritual fishing. Key verse, Mark 1:17, and Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Introduction. When Jesus Christ began his public ministry on earth, he called several men to be his first disciples. Mark 1:17, and Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. His first command to these men was to multiply spiritually. If they followed him, he would make them fishers of men. They would reproduce as they fished spiritually for other men and women. The last message of Jesus to his followers was a call to spiritual reproduction, Acts 1:8-9. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. How could the disciples fulfill this great commission given by Jesus? How could this small group of people multiply to reach the entire world? Multiplication methods. Jesus revealed specific methods which would enable his disciples to fulfill the command to reproduce spiritually. The first and most important of these was given as part of the commission in Acts 1:8. Disciples would multiply through the endowment power by the Holy Spirit. Other methods were revealed as the followers of Jesus began to multiply and reach the world with the gospel. These methods are recorded in the book of Acts and the epistles in the New Testament. This course explains these methods of multiplication. It teaches you how to use them to reproduce spiritually and fulfill God's command. But first, you must understand what it means to multiply. To multiply means to increase in number by reproduction. Multiplication is the process of multiplying. When something is multiplied, it is reproduced over and over again in like form. In the natural world, men and women reproduce themselves by having children. They multiply physically. Spiritual multiplication is done by reproducing spiritually. A believer reproduces by sharing the gospel with others, leading them to become believers, and establishing them as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible reveals God's methods for spiritual multiplication. A method is a plan for accomplishing a specific goals. Methodologies is a system of methods which can be combined to reach a goal. Multiplication methodologies are methods which enable believers to reach the goal of spiritual reproduction. The goal never changes. We are to reproduce spiritually and reach the entire world with the gospel. There are many different methods by which this goal may be accomplished. These are the methodologies or various plans by which you can multiply. When man cooperates with God's multiplication methods, spiritual reproduction results. Believers reproduce spiritually within the womb of the church. The call to action. The men Jesus first called as disciples were fishermen. They were men of action. They did not catch fish one at a time. They used big nets to fish and brought in many fish of all kinds. When Jesus called them to be fishers of men, he revealed a similar plan for spiritual multiplication. His followers were to catch men and women from every nation, culture, language, and ethnic background. their spiritual nets were to be filled. Jesus called men to action. He said he would make them become fishers of men. They would not be just spectators in God's plan. They would be participators as they fished for the eternal souls of men and women. The call of Jesus is still the same. We are to become fishers of men. If we are not fishing, then we are not following. Fishers of men. Why did Jesus use the example of fishing to call his followers? First, it was an example they could easily understand. These men made their living by fishing. It was the thing to which they devoted their time and energy. When Jesus called them to become fishers of men, they understood that they would catch men spiritually, just as they had caught fish in the natural world. They also understood the demands of this call. Spiritual fishing would require a commitment of their time and energy. Second, Jesus used the example of fishing to call followers because there are principles of natural fishing which can be applied spiritually. Here are some of these principles. You must go where the fish are. If you want to catch fish, you must go where the fish are. Fish live in water. You will never catch fish by waiting on top of a mountain or in the middle of a desert. As a believer, you must go where the fish are spiritually. Men and women live in the world. You cannot wait in the church building for unbelievers to come to you. You must go into the marketplace, the schools, and the offices and fish wherever unsaved people are found. You must analyze the environment. When you are fishing in the natural world, it is important to consider the environment. You must observe the current and depth of the water. You must know if it is salt water or fresh water. You must observe how the wind is blowing. All of these natural factors determine the type of bait and the methods you will use to fish. The same is true in the natural world. You must analyze the environment in which you find men and women. What are their needs? What is happening in their lives? This will help you determine the method to use in fishing for their souls. When Jesus met the woman at the well in John 4, he analyzed the environment in which he found her. She was seeking natural water. He used this natural need to help her recognize her spiritual need. The method he used reeled her in to the kingdom of God. In the natural world, if you are using trout fishing methods in salt water, you will never catch trout. Trout do not live in salt water. They live in fresh water. If you do not analyze the environment in the spiritual world, you will find yourself fishing for trout in salt water because you do not understand where people are and how to reach them. You should use different methods. A good fisherman uses different methods to catch fish. He uses various baits to attract the fish. He uses different kinds of fishing equipment, which may include fishing rods, nets, spears, or baskets. Different kinds of fish are attracted by different methods. This is why a good fisherman uses various methods. A fisherman can learn some of these methods in books written about fishing. He learns other methods by experience and observation. The methods he uses change, but the goal is always the same: to catch fish. If you are to be an effective spiritual fisherman, you must use different methods. Different people are attracted to the gospel by various methods. Some of them are reeled in by teaching and preaching, or comfort in time of need. Others are caught by different methods. The methods of spiritual fishing are varied, but the goal is always the same: to catch the souls of men and women. You must cast out and reel in. Whether you are using a fishing rod, net, or spear in the natural world, you must cast it into the waters and draw it out again. In the natural world, how you cast into the water is very important. Your casting must be on target. You must also use care in order to land your fish after catching it. In the spiritual world, we are promised if we cast out the word of God, it will not return void. It will accomplish its purpose in the hearts and lives of men and women. Isaiah 55:11. When you use the Word of God, you will be on target every time. Eventually, it will catch men and women. Timing is important. The time of day and seasons of the year affect fishing in the natural world. Some fish migrate and cannot be caught in certain regions during some seasons. The biggest fish are caught early in the day when they come closer to the surface for feeding. If you fish in the wrong season or at the wrong time, you won't catch many fish. Timing is important in spiritual fishing also. You will learn later in this course how important it is to fish the receptive areas of the world when the fish are biting spiritually. You must be patient. A fisherman in the natural world must be patient. He must wait for the fish to take the bait or swim into the net. The same is true in the spiritual world. James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Spiritual reproduction. Fishing in the natural world results in multiplication of fish. Fishing in the spiritual world results in multiplication of men and women in the kingdom of God. Natural reproduction results in multiplication of living people. Spiritual reproduction results in multiplication of spiritual people. Natural reproduction is the result of life. Spiritual reproduction is also the result of life. It does not come through programs and promotions of man. Spiritual reproduction comes through the spiritual life flow of God. In the natural body, reproduction starts in a woman's womb with a single cell of life. That cell multiplies until a complete body is formed and a new baby is born. Spiritual growth is similar. It starts with the life flow of God in one man or woman. It multiplies in the spiritual womb of the church. You will learn how spiritual reproduction starts as you study the Day of Small Things in the next chapter.